Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about the latest cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Talking now with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we've got our latest cattle on feed report. This is based on March 1st data. Run down the numbers for us, first of all.
You bet. This March cattle on feed report showed that placements in the month of February were 98.1% of last year. Marketings in the month of February were 97.6% of last year, so they both rounded 98%. And that gives us a March 1 on feed total that 101.6, so rounds to 102% of last year. There were the same number of days this February as a year ago in terms of business days, so it's a straight up comparison across the board.
Seems like that we are talking about numbers that are very much anticipated by the trade.
They really were. I mean, there was a fairly wide range of placement estimates, but this comes in right on the average. You know, there was a general expectation that because of the winter weather in February and the disruptions that we had, that placements would be down, but they came in right as anticipated. So this report really should not have any surprises from the standpoint of how the market will react to it.
Now, on the placement numbers, weight breakdowns were very interesting.
If you look at the weight breakdown in this report, virtually all of the decrease in the placements was in the very lightweight category. So cattle under 700 pounds were down 4.5%. There was virtually no change, 0.2% difference between cattle 700 pounds and up. So that says that we place fewer lightweight cattle. So that has some positive, implications a little bit farther down the road from that standpoint. The other thing that you can see in this report, and it's been there for a while, and it's not really dramatic, but the feeding industry is a little bit more concentrated in the north, up in the Midwest and the northern plains, than it is in the south. Texas and Oklahoma are still below year-ago levels on cattle on feed inventories, where you've got slightly larger numbers and slightly bigger placements up in Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, places like that.
Why is that? Well, kind of just play what if with me on that.
Well, some of that's kind of seasonal in nature, kind of the time of the year. So there were backgrounded calves up north that tend to come off right after the first of the year. So that explains part of it. In the south, we're going to see a bigger placement number, for example, in March, when our wheat pasture cattle tend to come off. And we've had some big auction runs the last 3 weeks or so. So we'll probably see that show up in the March number. So it's just kind of the different production systems in different parts of the country.
You mentioned obviously the weather that we, the challenges of the weather that we had just a few weeks ago. Now, how much damage or how much of a problem is this going to cause our feedlot industry?
Well, there were a lot of extra costs involved, and that's the way these things kind of tend to play out. We don't have any official numbers or anything. I don't think the death loss per se was a huge number, but obviously performance of the cattle dropped dramatically, and of course the feedlots, particularly in the Texas panhandle, had power disruptions where they had to completely change their rations. That throws cattle off feed, and so there'll be some performance and efficiency losses there that cost money. In terms of the overall numbers in the industry, I don't think we're talking about death loss levels, either at the feedlot or even out in the country, that probably have significant implications from the standpoint of the broader market totals that we're looking at.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.